Welcome to Southwest Iron Works. For Calvin and Detailing, dial 101. For James and Accounting, dial 107. For Rick and Production, dial 109. For Neary and Counter Sales and Estimating, dial 111. For Sean, dial 106.
Please wait a moment.
This is Sean.
Hey, Sean, it's Nick over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you, see how everything's going. You know, if you happen to get that CNC machine that you're looking at.
Yeah, it's supposed to show up in December.
Oh, that's awesome. Did you finally get somebody who was on board with everything?
Oh, yeah.
That's great. That's awesome to hear. I'm actually pretty glad for you guys. I know that was like a big thing that you needed for the business. Who did you happen to go through? Did you like find someone who was willing to work with everything?
The people was called Tech Financial. They actually used Siemens as that's who's actually our contract is with.
Ah, got it. Did they get you on like rates and terms that you liked? Just out of curiosity. Okay. Nice. Nice. What percentage do they get you at monthly?
The interest rate is about 4%.
Oh, wow. That's one hell of a deal, man.
Yep.
That's pretty awesome. You must that must put a smile on your face for sure. yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you and, you know, see how everything's going. Just letting you know I'm always here, too, as another resource if you're looking either to bring on another piece of equipment anytime in the future or if you ever, you know, wanted some cash for the business to use for either cash flow purposes, any projects you have, cover inventory costs, or you don't want to use the money in the bank, kind of let it sit there instead. Yes.
What kind of interest rate are we talking about? Is say if I wanted to borrow $60,000 or so for some of the upgrades to the facility.
Well, that would probably fall under our working capital program. And the working capital program, it's an unsecured cash loan. So it's designed to be a shorter term loan. With usually the interest rates are a little higher than normal just because they're unsecured cash. Which is the nature of it, of course. It's not like tied to anything. It's not tied to equipment. It's not tied to your building or your business like what a normal SBA loan is. And typically the term length is around anywhere from 6 to 18 months. So, it's designed where it's supposed to pay off. You're supposed to pay it off fairly simple because it's designed for a project or something specific where you know I don't want to be paying for this, you know, project that I had that's going to net me a certain percentage back, but still have to pay for it later on, you know, like like 6 years down the road. No, it's designed where you can get the money in your bank account, use the money for the project expansion growth. That's typically what it's used for. And really just come back, pay it off as quick as possible. Cause nobody wants to have, you know, a payment over a long period of time. Cause essentially you're just paying more for it. But the program itself is designed for working with your company. Like we typically, what we do is we approve you for the largest amount possible over the longest term possible. And then we kind of work backwards from there just to see, you know, what fits best for you. So you can choose, let's say we get you approved for $100,000, but you're like, I don't need $100,000, just need that $60,000. Okay. You need the $60,000. Then, I don't need it for 18 months. I want it for 6 months because I don't want to pay for it for that long. So then we like tailor it down to that. It's honestly depends on what you're looking for. And like I said, the rates kind of depend on also what our underwriting department comes back with. Typically it ranges. It can vary, to be honest. I've seen anywhere from 5 to 15%, but it just depends on your business and the structure. Like I know of, we already have most of your data on file here, so it's not like even if you were to just try and see what you can get approved for, it's totally fine. You're a returning customer too, so we're definitely trying to get you on the best possible program if it's something that's interesting to you. Are you looking for funds currently?
No, we haven't started that process.
Just kind of kicking it around, kicking the idea around?
Yeah. Just asking the question at this point.
Yeah, no, exactly. I know a lot of, I mean, of course, you can imagine too, you still get a bunch of these calls that people just always offering money to. But yeah, I mean, with you, you're returning customers, so the process would be actually quite simple. It would just do, we go through the working capital and just see what we can get for you. And it doesn't hurt, really, to see what you can get approved for. It's a, you know, just like the same process as last time. It's a free process, just the application. And you can go from there, depending on, you know, what type of terms we come back for you and how it can help the business. So this project you have, is it you're trying to expand the current facility?
Yeah, we've got a pour slab and move some electrical and stuff like that. Just stuff involved in installing the machine.
Got it. So it'd be tailored to the machine itself. And since it's coming in December, I would imagine you have about a month and a half to kind of get that project going, right?
Yeah, we're already starting on it.
Do you have like quotes for the project? Do you know how much it's going to cost total? Or was $60,000 kind of like a ballpark?
That's ballpark.
Got it. Okay. All right. I mean, you know, you still have my contact information. Do you want me to send you over the working capital application and see what we can do for you at least?
You can email.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because essentially I have everything else on file. I just needed updated bank statements for the last few months, like the 2 or 3 months that we have already, that we don't have, to just have the updated, but I already have everything else from you. So that's practically it. And from there, I mean, I can get you answers, like I said, by tomorrow, because our process is a quick turnaround if you get that back to me today. So at least you have something to work with when you're going through with the project, so you know, like, okay, I can use this amount of money for the project, or I can, you know, maybe save up this amount for a separate side project, or whatever you want to use the money for, essentially. So here's what I do. I'm going to shoot you over another email right now. It's still Sean at southwestironworkinc.com, right?
Correct.
Okay. I'll shoot you the working capital application, and then I'll just write in the email too. Just I need like 2 months of the bank statements, and I can get you an answer by tomorrow if you get that back to me today, probably. So if that's of something, you know, of importance, if you have the time to do it. That sound like a good plan?
Okay.
Yeah. Do you think you would get that back to me today? I mean, I'm not trying to rush anything. I just want to get you an answer so you know what to work with.
Maybe. It depends upon how I can get unburied.
Yeah, right. How's everything been the last couple of months?
I'm swamped.
Oh, really? Is it starting to get, like, super busy towards the end of the year for you?
We don't see those fluctuations a year. You know, it just... It's luck of the draw.
Yeah. 1 year might be different from the rest, right?
Yeah, we've done all those analysis of flow and stuff, and there's no patterns in this. So it's all tied to, you know, when people think that things are going to be good and they want to spend money.
Yeah, right. I'm not too sure if this kind of applies to you, but a lot of my other clients, they always say that the election's like one of the major things, either for deciding whether or not to bring on equipment, deciding whether or not to move forward with the project. Yeah, but you know, it's interesting to see the patterns that my clients say based off of that. Because you never know what's going to happen, honestly, but you can only prepare yourself. And to prepare yourself, you want to bring in as many jobs as possible, right? Mm-hmm. So that's something that I've kind of noticed as a trend, at least on my side. But that's good. I'm actually really glad that you guys are starting to get picked back up and really, you know, pushing forward. I'm going to shoot you over that email, Sean. Keep a lookout for it. And, you know, if you have the time today to fill it out, just get me the stuff back to me. I'd like to see what we can do for you again and get you on a program here that'll work for you.
Okay.
All right, Sean.
You bet.
You take care, man.
Bye.
Bye.